a lot of the things that I'm going through right now. So who better to go talk to and ask questions than him?
You seem to be, at least read the Milwaukee story from Patricus, that you were caught off guard by the Falcons' interest after playing for him at the Senior Bowl?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how the interest came. I'm sure the Senior Bowl definitely has something to do with it. But heading up into the draft, I had no idea that the Falcons were even interested in me. I never had a team visit or any calls or anything like that. Just so happened, draft day, 15 minutes before the 68 pick, they called me. And I'm excited to be here. I look forward to working.
And at the combine, what was the issue with your back? Was it a curvature deal, or what were they concerned about there?
Someone said, if one team flags you, you have to come all the way back. So basically what happened was one team flagged me and said they wanted to see my neck again, basically check out my neck. And that basically red flagged me for the combine, which I wasn't able to do. But, you know, it did end up working out. I saw Dr. Bob Watkins out in L.A. He cleared me, did a spec scan. So I was excited about that. And, you know, it ended up working out then.
Then 10 days later, did that kind of fuel your performance at your pro day?
I wouldn't say fuel it, but it just made me that much more focused. I mean, you know your numbers. You're going to go out and do your numbers. Being mad or upset, it's not going to make you any faster. It's not going to make you jump higher. So the same numbers that I got on my pro day, I would have got at the combine. I was just excited to go out and have a chance to put them on the board.
How much does working with the Falcons coaching staff in Mobile kind of make it feel like maybe your head's not spinning so much here this first week?
It was huge. Our whole first install is exactly what we did at the Senior Bowl. So there was a lot of turnover. I mean, not turnover, but a lot of the same things, carryover. I did a lot of the same exact things, and some of the guys were coming in and starting from scratch. I had my board already written on a little bit, so that was great for me.
Have you been able to speak to William Moore at all, talk to him, pick his brain?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every chance I get, any chance you can be around a pro bowler and kind of soak up what he has to say, you do. Everything he says, I listen to, and I look forward to learning from him in the future.